headphones are turned all the way up, you asshole. Wow, you are the worst. Are you fucking kidding? We're not friends.
Anyway, I don't know why I did that. All right. So, hey, girl.
No, fuck you.
I am Rochelle. And you, I don't need this because my man has two jobs. I don't have to be here.
You have tears in your eyes, motherfucker.
I don't know why. Okay.
I am Raven Simone.
I mean, this is the read.
Okay, God. So that's just how we're going to start the show. Like, literally, my fucking ears hurt.
It just came, like, I don't know why. I just heard that in my spirit, and it just came out. It just came right out.
Okay. Can you stop crying, though? Like,
I'm finished.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What's up?
How's your week?
You know, I can't complain. It ain't been bad at all. Still working. Still above the ground.
Sticking to this diet?
You know, not really a diet. Just working out.
A lifestyle shift?
Eating things that, you know, eating real food and not things that come out of boxes and cans.
You know what's really, because I've been like, it's been incredibly hard for me. And I did a video about how I just don't understand diets and it's very, I just noticed you have a green smoothie in the studio.
Yeah.
It's been hard for me, like, at first, but I, like, really started busting my ass in the gym and tried to stick to the, you know, the diet a little bit. And I noticed I lost 5 pounds.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, a result.
Look at that.
And it kind of motivated me to stick to it a little bit more. Like, let me see if I can do some more. And so now I've really been, like, good on, like, my proteins and greens and basically just, like, salads. And
I've noticed you're getting kind of buff, so.
Oh, girl, be quiet.
Very proud of you.
It also terrifies me. I walked away from Popeyes yesterday.
Oh.
It smelled so amazing.
I don't know who you are.
And also, I went to Vapiano the other day and was full.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was disturbing. Can I just tell you the image of you, like, in front of a plate at Vapiano and you did not finish it? When we have gone to Vapiano, like, together and had pizza and pasta. Like,
the pasta was an appetizer.
Literally had a bowl of pasta. And then we're like, you know what we need?
Pizza.
Yes.
Like,
so
a whole one for each of us,
right,
by the way.
Like, we didn't even, we were like, should we share it? And then, like,
no.
Nah. Like, that is the people. Like, those are the people that we used to be.
That's, and now it's just like, my body just can't even do it. And it's kind of scary.
Starches.
I refuse. I don't, I'm not going to live my life.
Simple carbs,
like,
can't do that.
Anyway, let's get the show started.
Let's do that.
Black excellence this week goes out to Leonard Galmon. I don't know if I pronounced his name correctly. Mm-hmm. This is a 17-year-old boy from New Orleans, so that may be like a Creole or a French or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I haven't seen how the last name is spelled, but
G-A-L-M-O-N.
Maybe not.
That's for those of you out there who want to Google him, and I suggest you do. Leonard is a 17-year-old who was born to a mother, which his mother was 13 when he was born.
Jesus.
His father was murdered on the street when he was 4. And he went to apparently one of the poorest schools in New Orleans. And
that's,
he's going,
saying a lot.
He just got a scholarship to Yale.
Look at that.
He's an artist. He busts ass at his craft in school. He made sure that he, you know, looked to resources to better himself in his future. And he was accepted to Yale.
That
so
is
congratulations,
just beautiful.
Leonard. Look him up. There, I think, this website, I can, one of the New Orleans websites, if you put in his name, it'll be like the first one that comes up. But they wrote a really, really nice, long story about him. So it's really, really
That's
cool
beautiful.
Story. Very inspiring. So congratulations, Sam.
My friend Ashley, who is a college counselor in Texas, posted on Facebook the other day about a young man who, when she first heard from him, he was in prison, like literally serving a prison sentence. And now, a few years later, you know, he is a student at this university. I think he's a sophomore or a junior, and he's married and he has a baby, and he's like on his way to finishing his degree and has really just completely turned his life around. And I just want to applaud all of you who have made it out from circumstances that said that you would be something else.
Yay.
Because that's dope.
Also, get well soon to Tracy Morgan. A lot of y'all know him as Tracy Morgan. I know him as Tracy and as Hustle Man.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Very sad story what happened, but hopefully he gets better soon.
Yes.
He's the one I always say yes in this really weird way because Hustle made it. Remember that episode of Martin where they was like, they was trying to figure out what Tommy did for a living. Yes. And Pam got into it and they was having a stakeout. Yes. And her husband came into the car and he was like, that'll be $14. He said, $14? Yes. He said it in this really weird
yes,
way.
In that and Tracy Morgan way.
And I always say it just like that.
Have
anyway.
I told the Tracy Morgan story on this show about when I was in college? Maybe. But I think freshman year, Tracy Morgan came to OU for homecoming or something. I don't know. He was the talent. Like, you know how they book somebody yeah. to come to homecomings. And he was talking like, he actually clowned the shit out of me. So I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say this on the show. Anyway, I'll do it. So he was like talking. Ooh, no, I won't. Let's go.
Okay.
Because I keep thinking about it and it's just like, I don't think I want to give the internet that. So, but maybe next time.
Okay. Well,
maybe on the next Mango Rita episode, if I get drunk enough, I'll tell it on the air. I'll tell you later. It was funny, but like not where I would want the world to know.
Okay.
Sorry, well, I brought that up.
Sure.
My bad.
Hot topics.
Been waiting. Love this.
Stevie J was arrested Monday night at his home in Atlanta for apparently owing Carol Bennett, mother of his two children, over $1 million in child support.
Mother of two of his children.
Mother of two of his children.
Just to clarify.
In 1999, apparently. In 1999, Beaver J was ordered to pay a minimum of $6,600 a month to Lady Carol for these children. And
I'm not able to
seems as though the dollars, the unpaid dollars have racked up over the years.
Yes, it seems they have.
He has gotten to over $1 million now, and he was arrested, recently released on bond, $25,000, and now has to wait for a trial, to which he could be locked up, maximum sentence of 2 years in prison for failure to pay child support. So
he never paid for either one of those.
It don't look like it.
Had to be it. They can't even be that old. Like, well, no, I guess they are probably 13, 14 years old now at least. Shit. Listen, Stevie J.
All I have to
now
say
you know
is
I cackled.
Hop on the bus. The prison bus, that is, sweetheart. Since you was trying to bring your black ugly ass in this motherfucker
yes.
and get cute.
Yes.
That's it. You hop your motherfucking
yes.
ass on that bus.
Saddle up and take
Jocelyn,
your ass.
And Jocelyn Squidward looking ass can drive it.
Take
both
your
you
ass.
Red and stimpy looking
yes.
bitches. Both y'all can go park that motherfucker.
To the back of the Orange is the New Black bus because your ass is going to minimum security
and
prison.
And you hush that fuss. That's what you do.
Because how fucking dare you not pay child support since 99? Like, are you... Come on, that child is in high school. Are you fucking kidding? So you just said, fuck it. Just never gonna pay child support. Just ever. You know, Stevie J came here and he was just a pill. So I'm not...
like, we don't care.
We don't care. So if you're some insane Stevie J stan, you're just gonna have to be mad right now.
And
because
I just
we
can't
don't give
get
a shit.
With, like, any nigga who's not paying child support. Like,
at all.
I'm not gonna say, you know, I mean, if you're really struggling and you can't do it and you're trying your absolute best to scrape together pennies to take care of your kid, that's the one thing. But Stevie J is not, and for like attorneys to mention this successful reality
yes.
show that he's getting an income for, there was like, mama, you can turn to VH1 right here and see my homegirl
right.
every Monday. Okay,
like,
call Mona.
Right.
Someone call Mona.
No one's confused about this. We all know Stevie J has a job. Stevie J is not some regular nigga from the projects who could be like, oh, I'm not working right now. Like, bitch, we see you on TV.
You know what I mean? Stevie J is working with like Mariah Carey. Stevie J has not
right.
been broke as
Stevie
far
J
as I know.
Was somebody before reality TV was even really a thing. So
I'm not understanding how this is even your issue. Like,
child.
So I can't even,
pay
even if it wasn't him, take care of your damn kids.
Right.
Period.
Period.
So, girl.
Oh, well. I didn't cry no tears over that. I was just like, I mean, I don't laugh at other people's misfortune, but I did look at that like.
I gave it a whelp.
Yeah.
I gave it a whelp.
I gave it a whelp. I cannot say I was compassionate about that. So, I mean, that is as Christian as I can get.
I mean, this is giving you season 3 or 8 or whatever the fuck they're working on.
Yeah, this is
now,
giving me
so.
Plot and storyline. I bet Mona is just thrilled.
I mean.
Like, bitch, I'm building this into
I'm
the
sure
show.
They locked his ass for this shit, for his ass up for real. But Mona was like, send the camera.
Yes.
Get, make sure. Hey. Every angle.
Right.
And get a tear if you can. Sophia Grace.
Oh, that cute little girl.
Sophia Grace and what's the little one that don't talk? Rosie. Sophia Grace and Rosie have worked their ways up from being the two adorable little ballerina girls from the UK, I think.
Yeah.
To Ellen.
Yes.
Singing with Nicki Minaj. And now they have like a movie deal.
Oh yeah, I know.
Sophia Grace and Rosie's Royal Adventure. This 11-year-old just signed a deal, $50,000 for this direct-to-video movie.
Oh, when I went home to Oklahoma, I went to Walmart just because there isn't one here. And
You told me about it.
I saw Sophia Grace's DVD at Walmart. I said, the little girl from Ellen? Like, really?
Mama is giving you.
I'm not mad.
I'm ready for my close-up.
I rewatched that Ellen video, and I remember when I first saw it thinking, this is a really inappropriate song for kids to sing. And I still feel that way.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
But she is so cute. Like, she's adorable, but that song is extremely inappropriate for a little girl to be singing. Anyway, I thought she was cute, but the fact that she has managed to turn these Ellen appearances into, like, some, what them little hoes name, the ones who look 98 now and they only 23, some Olsen twin shit, I'm not mad. Go ahead and get your money, little girl.
And apparently they've signed some deal for like a ton of sequels where they're supposed to get $75,000 a film.
What?
And all kinds of, yeah, that's what they're giving you, like Mary-Kate and Ashley. Because you remember when Mary-Kate and Ashley had like a ton of movies that went straight to DVD?
They were like
werewolves and private eye detectives and all kinds.
Most importantly, them bitches owned angels. Walmart.
They
had like 80% of the retail, like the clothing shit, like that whole area. That shit was Mary-Kate and Ashley, like exclusive.
That's why they look like they get a discount on the senior citizen discount at Waffle House now. Because they've been working.
Yes, because they've been working harder than the rest of us since they were like 6 months.
They were bored.
That's why they look like that. Bless their hearts.
And that's the one thing about this that I'm concerned with. Because, I mean, I think that Sophia Grace and Rosie are absolutely adorable. Something. I definitely should mention that they really haven't done anything but be cute on the internet.
No.
And they're like...
For 3 years, they have done nothing but dress up in pink.
They have been giving you commenting on the red carpets. They have been on Nickelodeon. They have done several appearances on Ellen.
Of slay?
Music videos.
Bitch, how dare you?
Like, they're about to have, like, probably clothing lines for kids. I don't know. They team up with Oshkosh. I don't know what they're about to do.
Yes.
But they're slaying just because they're cute.
And I think I like them because they're British. Like, I think that's part of their thing for me.
Yes. They're little British accents.
And they seem like such sweet girls. And they just.
I already love the British accent.
Like, yeah.
But like a little British accent.
Yes. Oh, and did you see when she did her American accent?
No.
Oh, you have to see that part. Oh, my God. I'll show you the clip. It's so cute.
Yeah. But
why are we standing?
They're adorable. And you know, so like I was going to say, the only thing that concerns me about them is the same thing that kind of concerns me about child stars in general. It's like, are you doing this because you want to do it? Or are you doing this because you sort of can do it and your parents are banking?
Right.
Because then them kids end up turning into, you know, loose cannons and sucking dicks on stage. Yeah. Mindless arm.
Some Lindsay Lohan
shit. So, you know.
It's not really the road you want to go down.
But I mean, from the moment that you saw this little girl, Sophia, you were like, oh, she was born for this.
She was not at all nervous on Ellen. She grabbed that mic like, I was born for this moment, bitch. Give me my stage and turn on my light.
Yeah, she was
she
like.
She was ready.
Step back, bitch. You might like.
Like, I know the words.
You might get something on you.
She had Nicki doing her backup. Like,
right.
Bitch, bow down. What? That little girl was born ready.
She was like, girl, what?
Right. Are you ready, bitch? Come on. Come in.
So, cue for y'all. Let me borrow $20. Oh, this is a good one.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
This show is called The Read.
I'm going to go ahead and just.
Nope. Every now and then, we get a moment in hot topics in pop culture where we have a shining example of a read. Like a perfect read. There are many levels to reading.
Yes.
There are many levels to shade. But every now and then you get one that is just flawless.
Yes.
And when I tell you that Tashina Arnold.
Yes, the fuck she did.
Laid that shit flat.
The ultimate read,
for
bitch.
Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend.
Oh, it was everything.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So, for those of you who don't know, French Montana posted a photo. It was like a meme on his Instagram of a picture of Tashina Arnold. And she's on a plane. She's not wearing any makeup. You know, she's got her hair up or whatever. And it's captioned by saying, "I wish Martin could see this right now. He would tear her ass up." And then he left a caption under it. It's just like, nah, like, oh my gosh, she looks a mess or whatever.
Yeah.
Woo! Let me tell you, I don't know how much later this happens. I think he might have deleted it. I'm not even sure. Maybe it was just old.
I would have.
I'm not even really sure if it's still there. It's such a long read, but I'll just give you a piece. It says, she posted a photo of him with some glasses that he got from Forever 21 or something.
Urban Outfitters shit.
Man, oh man, Mr. Montana, I've pursued.
Perused.
Oh, yes. I have. How did you?
Because I have studied this text. I feel like.
You better go off.
You know how Moses went up and got his commandments on them tablets. Mm-hmm. I feel like Tashina Arnold was like.
She laid it out.
Have you been struggling? Have you been looking for the light? Have you been looking for a new and exciting way to tear these bitches down?
Yeah.
Here you go.
I've perused your Instagram profile description, pictures, and posts, but despite my determined effort, I still don't have a clue.
Listen.
To one very simple question. Who are you?
Bitch!
I mean, other than reading that you've dated, and I love the fact that she said, other than reading, like, I had to actually do this research.
I had to look it up on the internet.
I mean, other than reading that you've dated a Kardashian and you seem to enjoy taking extraneous pictures with legitimate celebrities, I'm baffled. And then she puts perplexed, confused in parentheses, as if to say, in case you don't know what this word means.
I have a reasonable certainty that you don't know what these words mean.
I am baffled as to who you are and what you actually do. How do you contribute to society? What do you do to help those in need? What philanthropic works have you done? Are you on the board of charitable? Like, she goes through trying to figure out what do you do,
sweetheart? You have to find this work of art. Y'all Google it. For real. It's everything.
And, oh, and one other thing. If you're going to post or repost things about other people, such as myself, FYI, maybe you should put more effort into aligning yourself with people who can assist you with building your brand for longevity, only then will you be prepared to, as your boy Martin would so clearly put it, stomp with the big dogs. Listen, it's like it continues to go in. When I tell you that she laid this man out, she basically said, Mama, A, I don't know who you are.
Mm.
B, the only thing that it seems you do is take pictures with actual celebrities.
Yes.
C, what are you giving society? What is it that you do? Mm-hmm. What are you giving back to the community? Like, what have you done?
Exactly.
D, you know my work.
That's
you posted this picture and you talking about what Martin would do. Clearly you are a fan of the show that I was a part of for X amount of years, X amount of seasons. I am a legend.
Yes.
Bow down.
That really is essentially
what she said. And then ended it by saying, if you would like, you can donate to her cause, because she's always talking about lupus.
Uh-huh.
You can donate, and she gave him all this information. What can you say back to Pam?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. You can do nothing but sit over there and be pressed. Nothing but pissed off.
Or wait for Shanae to come out and drop kick your ass in to 42.
When I tell you that shit was everything, like, I think I legitimately had to, like, stop myself. I think my breathing just kind of slowed down when I first read this, because it was flawless. She came with receipts like, bitch, I've been in the game for 30 fucking years. You know me, my shows, my characters. You know who the fuck I am. Bow down. Bitch, you unrecognizable to me. I'm not sure who you are other than a man who dates famous white girls. Who are you, girl? I loved it. I thought it was perfect. Absolutely flawless.
French Montana, I guess, left a comment or something and said that he didn't post the picture. He just reposted it like a million other people.
Bitch, what's the difference?
Yeah, what the fuck is the difference? You still posted it.
You put it on your account, didn't you? God damn, y'all sound stupid.
She responded to
it. Ooh, y'all sound stupid.
Anyway, that was just, you know, when memes go wrong. I'm sure he didn't mean anything by it, but he got his ass dragged.
Well, that's what you get.
That was a read. But again, I mentioned this only to promote great reads. Maybe we should do a read excellence. Like, a moment in reading history. Because
yes,
that was a good shining example of a fantastic read.
Yes, absolutely. I just thought it
and
was.
And I'm sure it was like he posted it because, like, I'm sure she don't know. But French Montana is, like, a relatively popular audience for, like, the hip-hop. I mean, relatively popular artist for, like, the hip-hop, you know, nigga Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah, she know
people.
I don't.
So he probably had a ton of people adding her about it, and she was like, "What? Who is this man in all this jewelry?
Well,
did he came from here? She probably called her kids. Come in. Who is French Montana?
Tell me, who is that? Mama, he a rapper. Well, what do he sing?
What is it? How does the song go? And then the kids do it. You know your mama always does it. Kids say, what?
Hum it.
All that jigaboo nonsense. Y'all shit. Y'all listen to that bullshit.
I know she did. She's like, here, show me how to get a picture of him and put it on here. Because I got something to say.
Tashina Arnold is a fucking legend.
I love it.
From Pam.
I'm fucking all the way into Little Shop of Horrors. Yes, bitch.
Everybody Hates Chris. Like, you
she's
go,
everything.
She's everything.
Don't do her. Like, it's just some people you need to just leave the fuck
alone.
Yeah,
there are some people that you just don't.
I just don't fuck with Tashina. Right, but like, what? Like, respect her. It just seems...
Or even if you do, like, if it's a joke, when she... she's, like, have you watched Martin? And a lot of that shit that she would say was, like, improvised. Like, she's just funny.
Have you seen Everybody Hates Chris? Like,
she can drag you. That's her.
You watch her work, and you know that some of it is acting, definitely. But some of that is just her personality.
Her being fucking hilarious.
Right. And you see that in the same characters. Like, okay, some of this Tashina, like, she really will pop off on your ass. Don't fuck around.
She was the one who would sometimes make Martin laugh, and he would have to turn. You know, I love Martin.
Yes.
Sometimes when they wasn't expecting somebody to do something so funny, and it, like, the random spoon scene where they was just all died laughing, or the one with the New Jack City where he had the dog.
I didn't know that was that whole thing was unscripted.
I'm not saying the whole thing was unscripted, I think like when he would keep hopping back up and streaming random spoon.
Okay,
like that was just him being funny. So like it was parts where he would like run over to go grab him again, and you could see that they're dying laughing.
Yeah,
or the scene with the dog. The New Jack City scene where he was trying to, where he thought somebody stole his cassette player.
You're a way bigger Martin Stan than I am.
Anyway, they would make each other laugh all the time, but Pam would have Martin dying to the point where you have to turn away from the camera.
And I see
why. And they left it in there.
Because this shit was everything.
Because she don't play.
Right.
You came for the wrong one.
Would not fuck with her.
Anyway.
Oh, well, you learned today.
Yeah, you and Chloe, go ahead and buy the box set.
Chloe has a thing for men who just abandon their families. Because remember when Lamar Odom all of a sudden pretended he didn't have kids no more? Bitch, are you okay? Bitch, are you gonna be all right?
It's so true.
It just remember though how they were talking about, oh, we want to have a baby.
I forgot about that.
Like, nigga, you already have 2 or 3 kids by some girl in the Bronx. What are you talking about? Okay, whatever.
And why should like?
Okay, ugh. She picked some Ugmos too. Sorry. I mean, I would say no shade, but it's clearly shade. It's like, ugh. Like, girl, I know you could do better. Anyway, who's next?
He's gonna be on that show. Oh, I heard.
Of course he is. What the fuck else? I'm sorry. No.
But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if this is like, if that's like a an industry pairing. Because wait, if he's going to be on like that Kardashian show or whatever, he's going to.
Does he work with Kanye?
Like Kanye.
Yeah. Does he work with Kanye?
Not to my knowledge. Oh. I mean, I'm sure they probably work together. I don't know.
Because I was thinking maybe if he's friends with Kanye, then Kanye put him on. Like.
But you know something? Tyga. Benefit from that friendship, honey.
Oh.
Or Black China's friendship to Kim Kardashian.
Black China.
Because Tyga's next album is being executive produced by Mrs. West.
We were just talking about this earlier about how many different black celebrities have benefited off the Kardashian name, because Lord knows Lala is still prospering with that reality TV show. Sierra got paparazzi looking for her. Like, what? What has Sierra done to warrant paparazzi taking pictures of her and her baby outside the house? Nothing but be Kim Kardashian's friend. So let's not front like the Kardashian. Like, I may not like them as an empire, but I do not deny their impact. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything they create turns to tragic.
If it wasn't completely like soul sucking, I would try to attach myself to one of them in some
like,
kind of
way. Like, I cannot at all deny the fact that Kris Jenner can turn a bag of batshit into fame. And yes. I can't knock that hustle.
They really are Honey Boo Boo's family, just with some leafy greens and a little bit of money. They really, and all their teeth. They really are. They're not. That's just Kris Jenner. She just, okay, girl, whatever. Build your kingdom, bitch. I'm not mad, I guess, today.
Rihanna and TLC.
Oh, my goodness. No, don't do this.
This is so stupid.
No, but did you hear about the update to it before you get into the story?
The update that they gave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to mention it.
All right.
So TLC was on like some news network show in Australia, where I think they're touring right now. And the way that the show aired the segment, it seemed as though they came for Rihanna.
Yeah.
Because Rihanna's been all over the news for the dress that she wore to the CFDA Awards. And at one point, you just kind of get T-Boz saying, every time I see you, you don't have to be naked. And then going into this whole thing about girls not having to be naked and how they didn't have to take their clothes off to be the biggest selling girl group of all time and all of that. But this is as they're mixing in shots of Rihanna.
Right.
As she's saying it. So, Rihanna got wind of this and let have by posting a tweet that said, fuck what an old thot got to say, which, Rihanna, I just, I love you down, but I can't deal with that word.
I can't do it with that.
I can't, I hate
but
it.
But the fact that she used memes of herself is just so funny.
That was the
she
funniest part.
She used her
part.
Own reaction gifts, like, bitch,
she
I
said,
love you.
When there's no changing the fact that I'm me and they're, well, they're there. And then she puts this picture of her making that
yes.
face with her tongue out, which is one of
which
the best
I love.
Pictures
yes.
of her ever. Because whatever... The face that she's making in it, that's what she meant.
Yes.
And I don't know who it was directed towards. There's no misconstruing that photo.
Nope.
She was giving somebody the ill, like the Jada Kiss.
Yes.
The Jada Kiss laugh.
She really was. Or that gif when she's rolling up the car window, like real slow,
yeah,
and then looking
you.
To the left and right, like, bitch, I don't.
Rihanna is rude. She that bitch has no manners.
I love her. I love it. Sometimes I think she's doing that shit just for the gifts, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, go right ahead.
She.
Lord.
She changed her Twitter header to this old photo of TLC where. T-Boz and Chili are holding, just covering their breasts with their hands. And then she made her profile picture, that picture of Kanye West eating ice cream.
she's
just so rude.
She's petty in all the enjoyable ways. I just,
So, the unfortunate part about this is, I mean, according to TLC, they did another interview with some Australian interviewer and said that they were never talking about Rihanna in the first place. Someone asked her, had they seen Rihanna's outfit? And they claimed that they hadn't seen it because they were all overseas and they were on tour. They had no idea what it looked like. And that they were really talking about, apparently, like, TV and girls in the industry being pressured to always be naked. And saying, if that's what you want to do, then do that. Ooh. But if you don't want to, if you're not comfortable, then don't. And so on and so forth. And
editing is a bitch. It really is.
But
if that's
it's not the first
if that's
last,
true.
It's not the first... And it won't be the last time that a news, whatever, an Entertainment Tonight or whatever these shows are, it won't be the first time that they've done that to somebody or
yeah.
a fucking magazine or whatever. Like, that's why a lot of celebrities will say, if you got a problem with me or if you have a question, reach out to me. And Rihanna could certainly reach out to TLC if she wanted to, but she just didn't give a fuck
right.
to. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's unfortunate. And I feel like T-Boz, like, if she sees her, is probably going to go bite her or something.
Bite No, I feel like
T-Boz
they would have like a
rash. Like
I think Rihanna is rational.
No, she doesn't seem that rational at all.
No, I think
T-Boz gives me very much what was said. And I said, you know, I still feel like Rihanna would beat the dust off of Carucci. And that's no shade because I feel like Carucci is a very sweet girl. And also, don't know why
dumb.
Chris Brown has that damn These Hoes Ain't Loyal song. You have the most loyal hoe on
of
earth.
All time. You got the loyalest
you got with
of
her
all those.
After you beat your girlfriend. And I hate to bring it up.
Like, no,
again,
really.
But it's a really important part of just how loyal Carucci is.
To a fault, really.
Like, you were... You beat up Rihanna and the whole world hated you. So, like, any girl after that highly publicized beating who is willing to date you is like, okay, girl, well, you're either in it for one reason or you're really in love. Who knows?
Right.
But then, outside of that, you date her, you're so cute together, blah, 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 but you're still in love with Rihanna. You leave Rihanna again very publicly. Did a whole Iyanla segment for Vimeo talking about how you left two girls and all this. That you leave her and they are back with Rihanna now. And not just back with Rihanna. Oh, wait. I skipped how Rihanna tried her fuck
oh,
out
yeah.
of you on that birthday cake remix.
They made a song about fucking and how much they miss each other's genitals. bitch, really?
Like, still you- with you. And then you leave her for Rihanna. And then just, and then when the whole fight with Drake and Chris Brown happened, I remember Chris Brown was on like some radio show, like Big Boy or something, and they asked him, did he talk to Rihanna about the fight? And he said something like, "Nah, we don't talk about that. I just laid a pipe." So he's doing interviews after he left you.
Jesus.
For Rihanna about fucking Rihanna. And then they break up. And he gets right back with you.
Right back with
you. And then goes to jail. And you going every time visiting hours.
Every
you
time.
Taking this nigga's Swiss rolls or whatever the fuck. snacking him up.
Right.
Throwing a release party for him when he comes out. He's a little bit chunkier. Although, leave Chris Brown alone because he looks healthy. Thank God. The Maleficent cheekbones are gone.
I would rather have Chris Brown a little chunkier than the crazy. Y'all remember how coked out he looked, right? Like, he don't need to go back
healthy.
To that. Just let him have it.
He's not even that big.
Right. Y'all act like he out here looking like fucking Rick Ross or whatever. Like, come on now.
Like, all I'm saying is Karrueche is the most. That is loyalty, sweetheart.
That's
halfway stupidity.
I mean, right. I mean, we're really crossing into just, girl, you a little bit simple ass territory.
You're better than me. That's what I'll give
shit,
you. You're better
than me. You significantly dumber than me, but whatever.
But anyway, I don't think that I get that song. Back to Rihanna.
Yes.
I
forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, I was saying that I definitely think that Rihanna could take Karrueche. I feel like, you know, her and Ciara, that might have to go to
decision. Oh, no, the T-Boss thing.
I don't know, but T-Boss, I feel like, would have them hands.
Well, no.
The whole point is, I don't think that it would, I mean, but I don't think that it would go to that. I'm just being my
We've talked about
self.
This before, how if it's a fair fight, then Ciara has got it. But if
I kind of quietly
knives,
feel like Rihanna can breathe fire.
Oh, no, I feel like Rihanna can fight, yeah.
Like, I feel like she can actually breathe fire. And it's just, okay. We don't know that yet. Like, she might
Ciara
be like
is just
X-Man.
Very muscular, though. Like, Ciara just looks very much like she has been training for this.
And she moves quick.
Yeah.
Like a butterfly. Sting.
No, bitch, we
like
won't.
Like a wasp.
Anyway, I think they understand that it was a misunderstanding and that the three of them could probably just talk it
Rihanna,
out.
Rihanna, well, she's not gonna. Rihanna is just, like, petty. But the only thing that I would say about Rihanna is I want for her to expand on her shade. That's it. Like, the whole Twitter background header thing is funny as hell. But do a little bit more. Give us some.
I don't think Rihanna needs to cross the line. She's bad enough. Like, I don't think.
Give us some actual. No, I'm saying, like, give us, like, some extra. Because she could have, like, really expanded on that. Oh, by the way, we should also mention that they say that photo of them was for breast cancer awareness, which I believe. Because they were all about empowering and health and all that shit.
Yeah.
So, and I also love the fact that Left Eye is probably in heaven. Like, well, because if you've seen that picture, she was like, you two have us can hold your titties if you want to. I am not. She got, I'll give you a little cleavage.
Yeah.
A little Cleveland.
But nope, that's not what I'm here
but
for.
But I'm not about to cover up my areolas with
I
these French tips,
I still don't really
bitch.
Know what putting your hands on your titties has to do with breast cancer awareness anyway. But, you know, it was a thing in the 90s.
And she definitely, apparently, T-Boss, like, defended Miley Cyrus in her decision to hoe up.
See, T-Boss, just when I was on your side. Why?
I haven't read that quote, but I've heard.
Okay,
this
well, I'll go
people.
Out of my way to read that.
Either way, pettiness, anger.
Yes.
I just like the only thing about celebrities being as petty as Rihanna on Twitter is that it enables the little 15 and 13 year old stans that do that same shit, but they don't know when to cross the line because they want to jump into people's mentions and talk about their kids and lupus and that's why Left Eye is dead and all this See. Other like y'all don't know how to just like keep it the fuck cute. Rihanna don't know you.
You can't now, just make a wanna... joke about the situation and stop, can you? You always gotta go just way off the goddamn deep end, like
right.
Every time.
Now if you gonna drag in the name of your fave, then drag in the name of your fave, but you not like why you have to hit below the belt and be fucking petty. Grow up. That bitch don't know you.
Exactly.
And Rihanna be pushing her fans and shit on the street. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that video of her like her fan that wanted to take a picture and I think she stopped for one or maybe it was blurry or something and he wanted to take another one and she gave very much bitch get your ass. Look. That fuck shit.
Have you seen the one where somebody tried to grab hold of her and she was on stage and she hit her ass with the mic? Like, listen,
oh,
Rihanna,
everyone saw that.
Rihanna don't play.
Rihanna loves you, but she doesn't have time.
Get the fuck
so,
off
like,
me, though. Right.
Keep it cute.
Yes.
Because you two can get dragged.
You know, I quietly.
Look at Prom Bat. Prom Bat did that whole thing because she wanted to look like Rihanna. And Rihanna dunked the shit out of her. It's actually terrible, but it's so funny.
No, because I used to be kind of hard on her for that, for like coming after people who said something to her or whatever. But lately I've grown very tired of people on the internet my damn self. So I understand this sometimes, you know, you ignore a lot, and then sometimes you just want to clap back. Yeah, and it just is what it is. Whatever, we're all human.
Those are the hot topics for this week.
Great.
And we will now take a break.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Just want to remind you about our dope sponsors at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you can get a free extended trial of the service and access to a bunch of really amazing video content, including Sailor Moon. Yes, Sailor Moon is on there every Monday. Lots of other really cool shows, including Community, which just got canceled, and they're in the rumor mill talking about bringing it back maybe for Hulu.
Maybe so.
It's just the beginning talks.
Yes, guys, don't forget to head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up with a free 2-week trial. And of course, you can watch select shows on your mobile device. You can watch on your laptop, of course, and you can use a lot of other popular devices like the Xbox One, the Apple TV, the Google Chromecast.
The PlayStation 4.
Yes, the PlayStation 4. So head on over again to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Sign up for that free 2-week trial. We know you guys are going to love it. Check out the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which is actually pretty funny. So,
it's really good.
Yes, among many others.
All righty, that's it. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Ooh, Sailor Moon. Let's get back to the show. Okay, so listener letters.
Yes, as always, send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And let's see. Let's start with something a little easy today. Our first question comes from Dominique, and it says, since both of you are fans of Orange is the New Black, who are your top three favorite characters? And if you were at Litchfield, what would you have most likely been arrested for?
That's a fantastic question, Dominique.
It is.
My top three favorite characters in order. My favorite. And I'll do it from least favorite to, well, you know what I mean. Not least favorite, whatever. My third would probably be, what's her name? In the kitchen.
Red or Gloria?
Gloria.
Yeah.
Her. Because Mama keeps her nose clean.
She does.
She's the only one who's like in a significant place of power, like in the inmates, even just in the prison period.
Right.
Who is just like makes sound decisions.
Yes. She's so like, I fucked up once and I will not do it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So her, and then it used to be Piper's best friend, but then.
Oh, Polly.
I mean, if you haven't watched the show, I won't.
Yeah, we won't spoil it for you, but.
So I think then I would say maybe Black Cindy, and then Crazy Eyes is my favorite.
Okay.
Suzanne.
Yes, Suzanne.
Because she just like. She acts. When I tell you that acts, she because it's
that
not
is some high dollar acting.
It's like you could play crazy, but a lot of people like this gentleman that I recently met by the name of Jason. He said that she adds depth to it, and I totally agree with it. It's not just about being like this crazy. Like it's not just like she's nuts. It's so funny.
Right.
Like there's depth there that is incredibly heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they tell like her backstory, and then you see her relationship with V, and how like in the end, I she breaks my heart every single season.
She's an amazing actress. I just love her. Yes, it's hard for me to pick three, but I'm gonna have to go with Black Cindy as number three. She just cracks me the fuck up.
I don't like her. I didn't like her story. Not because it wasn't a good story, but just I didn't like the way that she was.
Right. It made me feel like, oh girl, like you trifling.
Yeah,
like in more than one way.
So trifling. But she's great.
But right, the character herself is very.
I know who your favorite is.
Bitch, don't do this. And probably number two would be Nikki, the white girl with the dreads. So I know y'all are thinking, why? Because
Wait, what white girl with dreads?
Well, not dreads, but her hair is kind of like, you know how white people don't comb it and it starts to clump together? You know Nikki with the long hair, the lesbian who always fucks girls in the chapel?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name is Nikki, right?
Yeah. Or Nichols.
Yeah, I think they
call her
Nikki.
I think it might be Nikki Nichols. Right. Whatever.
Anyway, I love her. I think she's so funny, but she also is like... kind of when the rest of them are acting, like when she and Pusey had that whole conversation.
Yeah, she brings people.
Yeah, she brings you back down. But she's also, like, even though she's funny, she's also still struggling with her own demons, and she is aware of it. Like,
and she does.
So I just really appreciate, again, the depth of that character. But my baby, my number one favorite is Pusey. Yes. Axana Drott, bitch. I just love her. And then we got kind of into her backstory, but not, like, all the way. And she's just so fine. And I just...
loads of scissoring.
I just was really not... There are some episodes that I watched more than once. And okay. I just... she's alrighty. Just so fine.
I'm
just
assuming that you've seen her breasts
so many times. Okay, I just love Samira Wiley so much. Baby, it's, you don't have to keep denying us. Like, it's okay. We can let the world know all that right. we're together and in love. Like, we can do that. But just, you know, that's bae. So, anyway... I just love her. She's just, what? No, I don't care. She's so fucking fine. She is so fine. I don't even mind when she puts on makeup and dresses. And normally when studs have to dress like women, I'm like, ugh, gross. It just kills the fantasy. But when she does it, I'm just like, look at this work of art. Look what God has done. Look what Jesus bestowed upon the earth. You know I don't see it for anybody ever. So
yeah,
for me to have a crush on somebody, it's just like, I'm in love. Ugh, she's so fun.
Girl, okay, I guess.
I love her.
Well, yeah, I guess. Oh, and what would we be locked up
for? Oh, yes. If you were at Litchfield, what would you be locked up for?
Assault. Battery.
Yes, right? That would be like, I'm probably in jail because somebody says something crazy to me and I cracked them across the motherfucking skull. Or I did some G shit.
Attempted murder, maybe.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Will it's attempted not, murder I mean, you get you minimum like, security?
You can get attempted murder for loads of things.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but the...
like, you could probably get attempted murder for trying to run somebody off the road.
Oh, my God. Ugh. You know what? I was going to say something spoilerish, but I won't because I know how crazy y'all are about that and you all haven't seen it. But if you have not seen season 2 of Orange is the New Black, it's
out. Oh, my God. I loved Rosa.
Oh, see, this is what I don't want to talk about because damn it's like, it. She's just...
I forgot about her.
Like, I just... the depth of to which I hate V is just unparalleled. Like, she just, but you know what?
We're not going to get into that. That in
yeah,
private.
We'll talk about that
because I hate that bitch too.
We'll give you guys a few weeks or whatever to catch up on the entire season before.
Yeah,
we,
some people are trying to pace it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, some people have lives and things to do. That wasn't me. I had a 3-day weekend and I was like, well, bitch, I just got paid. I'm gonna sit back and watch Orange Is the New Black literally all weekend long.
It took
long.
Me a matter of days.
Seriously, and that was took me 36 hours. Only because I had to sleep. Because it was like 4 a.m. and my body was like, I will shut down if you do not lay down. So anyway, catch it if you can. And let's see. What should we do next? There was a question about hair, but I'm going to save that till later. I just have some thoughts. And all right. So our next question has to do with Lindsay, comes from Lindsay and says, my question has to do with loving certain TV shows, movies, books, and artists. I get passionate about the things I love. And when I was younger, I'm 34 now, I would get into heated conversations with people I knew and didn't know if their opinion differed from mine. I still find that I feel I need to stand up for these people I don't even really know, not to mention some of them are fictional damn characters. But now I have sense, most of the time, to remember that everyone has their own opinion and it's not worth looking like an ass. Do you guys ever find yourselves in this situation? Do you ever have to remind yourself, I'm an adult arguing about Olivia Pope and her gladiators, and even though this person is dead wrong, I need to let this shit go? Are you the type to get hype like that?
Occasionally.
About TV shows. Sometimes I find myself being that way, but I know that it's crazy. So I really try to dial it down unless it just gets ridiculous. And then I feel like I have to say something.
The only times that it will happen to me is if I'm like in the presence of someone who is saying something about a show or movie or book or artist or whatever that I'm really passionate about.
Right.
And they're just saying something that is just dumb. Or they're saying like when I say dumb, like they're saying something like, oh, Beyonce's music sucks. Like, okay, right. Expand on that. Why do you feel this way then? Because you can't just say like, why do you feel, well, it just right. does.
Or like I was at my friend's baby shower and they was like, oh, you know Beyonce had a surrogate for that baby. Like, I'm supposed to sit on my hands and like not say anything, but how? Like,
oh, I don't.
Like, that's just that so anymore. Stupid. It's just difficult for me to sit there while
like,
people say ridiculous
like, if you tell me, like,
things.
I don't like, that's one of my favorite movies ever. I think my favorite movie ever is Alice in Wonderland. So let's say that. Okay. Let's say if you don't like the movie Alice in Wonderland, I'll probably be like, okay, girl, well, I live for it. And that'll be the end of it. Because, I mean, you don't have to. like the same things that I like. You don't have to like Beyonce. Like, I don't really give a shit. Like, if you want to block your blessings, dude, I mean, get into
that's
this music.
On you.
But you don't have to like. But it's, I think I get agitated sometimes, mostly when people say things for like. People will like play the devil's advocate and say things like the unpopular opinion just to be that person. That annoys me.
Right.
You know, like
there's always that one person who's like, oh, I'm just going to go against the grain and be different. And you guys are so
Whitney
lame
Houston
for all liking the same
even really
thing.
Sing like
right.
That.
That, bitch, you're trolling. Like
what?
Shut up. You're not being serious right
shut
now.
Shut up.
Like, you just don't, you don't even mean the words you're saying right now. Who is expected to believe you when you say something that crazy?
I think that you, as long as you know when to like dial it down and draw the line. Again, don't be talking about people's dead mamas and fucking cousins that have cancer.
Yeah, there's always a line.
And it should never get to a point where your blood pressure is about to burst. Like, if you
never.
You shouldn't be like driving it. Like, if you come away from the conversation just like pissed, that's when
you should be able to roll your eyes and blow it off. It right. should never be like to where you are genuinely getting angry.
I mean, unless it's like a movie that your father directed or another starred in or
right.
fucking
something personal to your life.
Your sister wrote it or, you know, like then
you
it's
wrote
like,
it.
Or you wrote it, you know, then drag the ass.
Yeah. Then like, go for it. Then it's all bets yeah. off. Yeah.
But if it's just fucking, I don't know, Mila J. Just calm down.
Okay.
No shade. I love Mila J.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but I'll look it up.
She's Jhené Aiko's sister, but like the polar opposite.
Oh, yeah. I've
She's
seen that.
She's older. Mm-hmm. She's like
poppier.
So kind. So pretty.
Mm-hmm.
For
yes.
those. The new white listeners, cunt is a compliment.
Oh, my goodness. Are you
You have to remind people
now?
Sometimes. You have to remind people. You know they have
Oh,
color.
Yeah, before they be like, girl, what does that mean? What are you saying? Is that rude?
I'm going to have like a Jezebel article about me.
Yeah, probably.
I have to explain. It means feminine and graceful and hot. And that's what Mila J is. I think she's real cute.
Okay. Well, our next question comes from Brittany, and it says, I'm in a long-distance relationship of 2 years. My boyfriend and I live 3 hours from each other. Initially, when I moved, he was supposed to move a few months later, but he could not because he found out he would not be able to bring his 12-year-old daughter as he originally planned.
Oh.
The girl's mother's reasoning is valid. Aside from her just being the mother and having say-so, the daughter is about to go through a lot of changes and will need her mom. So I didn't say anything and kept supporting my love the best way I could. We've been happy, contrary to what most would believe. But it just got real. I just found out I'm pregnant.
Alrighty.
My lease is up at the end of the year, so I could move back. But if I move, who's going to hire a pregnant woman? I know I'm going to need the benefits my job offers, but this is my first child. Is it fair for me to have to possibly, quote unquote, raise this baby as my own, as he may not be able to come for another year or two? And I dare not fix my lips and ask him to leave his daughter, as I know that will insinuate ulterior motives of entrapment to get him here sooner. I'm so confused. Please help. What is she supposed to do? Well, I think you're right, first of all, to stay out of the entire conversation about the daughter. Let's just go ahead and lead with that. Not only are you not this child's parent, but the mother is completely right about a 12-year-old girl not needing to just all of a sudden leave her mom and go live with her daddy three hours away. Like, no, girl. Absolutely. What? Even though me and my mama butted heads something terrible from ages like 12 to 22, me and my mama was just like, it was bad. It was rocky at times. Like, I loved her, but we just did not see eye to eye on anything. I needed my mama so bad around that age, that 12, 13, 14. I can't imagine if my daddy had been like, oh, I'm going to go live with my girlfriend 3 hours away and you're coming with me.
Every child needs their damn mama at that age.
Yeah, like, that's probably true.
Every child needs their mama, but girls especially.
It's something about adolescence and you feel crazy and all of a sudden you're breaking out and then your period starts, which is a whole other bag of shit. Like, you have to have your mother, aunt, sister, some trusted older female close friend or relative there to guide you through that, because starting your period is the biggest load of bullshit I have ever experienced in my life, and I needed somebody to hold my hand. Like, you're telling me what is about to happen and why and for what purpose? Babies, really? Like, I'm 13. Like, what? I just was pissed. And so, yes, you're right to stay out of the conversation as far as the daughter is concerned. Definitely do not insinuate that this man leave his daughter
at all
and move 3 hours away to be with you. But your child also deserves his daddy to be present and in his life. So, I don't know. What can you do? Like, it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. Is it possible for you to look for jobs and move earlier? Like, I know you said your lease is up at the end of the year, but if you, I mean, I don't see, she said she just found out she's pregnant like a week ago. So she is still very early on. I don't see why you can't maybe try to find a job closer to where your boyfriend slash child's father stays and try to move before then and just break your lease.
Did you
I don't
think
know
how complicated this was going to be before you got pregnant.
Woo. Listen,
God damn.
Why do you do this?
This is shit.
This is some shit, right? Like, you
but
aren't really
she,
in it.
If she moved, she would be moving 3 hours away.
She's moving, right, 3 hours away from where she is now. But most importantly, she'll be breaking her lease, so you have to pay a fine when you do that. And then, you know.
No.
Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, and it's significant, too. It depends on what your lease
is.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, okay. It could be, like, half the month remaining of your lease or whatever. So that ain't just no bitch shit to just break a lease. Like, that's real. And then, you know, there's the issue of finding another job. But by the end of the year, she'll be visibly pregnant. And it's very hard sometimes for pregnant women to get jobs because employers know they'll have to put them on FMLA soon. So, girl, this is a bad one. I mean, not bad like poor you, but kind of like, damn.
It's a pickle.
It is. This is,
well, it's complicated.
You're going to. Right. It's complicated. I would say consider moving back. But if you haven't told your boyfriend that you're pregnant yet, I think that that's a good idea. I think you should absolutely.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yes, because this is not just your problem to solve. This is y'all's baby. You are the carrier, so you have more of an important role in this position, but he was vital.
Have the role.
Like,
for now.
Right. Like, we need your womb in order for this to go properly, but, you know, this man still helped put it there. So let's not act like this is not a decision that both of you need to make about what you are going to do. I don't know.
He might be thrilled and...
Yeah, maybe so. And maybe he'll be like, come move in with me and we'll figure it out. And
Yeah,
who knows, girl? I mean, you just got pregnant. Maybe you won't show for another 4 months or so. So if I were you, I think I would probably just be looking for ways, honestly, to get back to wherever the family support is going to be. If your boyfriend's going to be supportive and help you with this, then I would go there. If you need to go back closer to where your family is because they would be able to help you out, then I would do that. But I do think it's very hard to try to be alone and raise a baby, especially your first child by yourself. And your baby, he's not 30 minutes away. He's 3 hours. Like, that's significant. So, yeah, girl, talk about
I'm
it
sure
with
your you'll man. Figure it out. Yeah. Definitely have a conversation with him about it, though.
And congratulations.
I mean, congrats. Yes. Things could be worse. You could be Daya.
You didn't have to do that. At first, I thought you
she
said
is fucked.
Drya, like Drya, whatever, basketball.
Her, too.
You're right. It could, like, it still applies. Like, it could be worse. So, make sure you send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. You may just hear your question on the show, and we will be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget to go check out our awesome sponsors at NatureBox. NatureBox is a monthly subscription service that delivers better snacks straight to your home or office and the like. It's very, very convenient, automated delivery, and the snacks don't have any high fructose corn syrup, which I just learned. It's basically sugar.
Mm-hmm.
No hydrogenated oils, no artificial flavors or colors, just smarter snacks, and they are good.
Yes, instead of picking something out while you're at the grocery store, you can have NatureBox sent straight to your home or office. They have 3 different sizes, so you can choose if it's just for you or if you're feeling generous and you want to share, which I usually do not. We've been making healthier changes, and NatureBox can be a part of your healthier changes. Head on over to naturebox.com/theread today for 50% off your very first order. There's going to be something in there that you love. You can be surprised, or you can pick out your favorite snacks and have them sent to you every single month.
Yes, salty, sweet. Anything you like, they've got a ton of options. So go check them out at naturebox.com/theread. And let's get back to our show. Okay, so it's time for the read. So is high fructose corn syrup like sugar and then more sugar?
I think it's sugar made from corn. I think that's what it is.
Then,
like, so it's worse than regular sugar because it's, if to my understanding, it's much sweeter than regular sugar, and then it's in every fucking thing, and it's not even real. So your body does not know what to do with it. Like, it's not a naturally occurring substance, so it's just bad for you in so many different ways. Yes,
but it's so delicious.
Yeah, but you know, I think it causes lab rats to grow like extra ears on their backs or some shit. So
okay.
I would stay away from it if I were you.
I could have gone my whole life.
I'm just letting you know. For your knowledge.
So, the read.
Yes, it's time for the reads. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? Okay.
This read is dedicated to a story that I just found out about, I think, yesterday. And it is about a young girl by the name of, I want to say, Carlisha Thurman, 25 years old, and just graduated recently from California State University. Carlisha has a, oh Lord, I don't remember how old this baby is. A baby.
Yeah. The baby kind.
You know, the baby kind. And was at her graduation with the baby, and I guess at some point, the beautiful little girl got a little fussy. She wanted something to eat. Carlisha breastfed her right there during the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the friends wanted to take a picture. She took the picture. And Carlisha put it on like a Facebook page. It ended up on Black Women Do Breastfeed on that Facebook page or something like that. So basically, you can see the picture right here. She got like a ton of flack for it.
Mm-hmm.
They asked her if she wanted them to take it down. She said no and gave incredible reason as to why. And I guess there's this really weird hatred for mm-hmm. women who like breastfeed or breastfeed in public. And I don't get it. So I don't know. Like, when I was a kid, like when I was little and like my aunts, my mom had, you know, my younger siblings and stuff, and I would see them like breastfeeding in the family room or something, I would be like, and I would run away. But that's because I was a child and this woman has her titty in a baby's mouth. So I'm like, what's going on? Now that I'm a mature, free thinking adult,
mm-hmm.
you have to remind people that titties weren't made for men, lesbians to gawk at. They're not tools or toys for you to play around with and swish around in your tongue.
Yikes. Like,
they are made to feed children. That's the whole purpose of breasts.
Yes.
To nurture your young. Like, I don't understand. So,
like, this is literally what they do.
This literally what... And, like, from my understanding, like, even when, like, after you have a baby, you either breastfeeding or you're pumping or something. That milk's got to come out, no?
I mean, or you can wait it out and let it dry up, but that's a miserable few weeks or however long it takes for your milk to dry out.
I don't know anything about
Yeah, no, you don't have to breastfeed, but your titties hurt because your milk definitely comes in. So you pumping or you breastfeeding or you're doing something to get rid of it, but it doesn't mean you necessarily have to breastfeed.
Oh, okay.
It's complicated.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
I just thought that you had to get rid of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you are going to get rid of it, but you don't have to pump. You can squeeze it out in the shower or whatever.
What?
Yeah, you know, you can just let... Why do I know... You know what? Because I research because things before I do them.
Right.
So I know... Anyway... So, yeah, you can, in the shower, you can, like, massage your breast, and that can help if you have, like, a clogged milk duct or something to help, you know, with the hot water and everything, and just get that right on out.
Y'all are, like, super
It's amazing humans. What our bodies can do.
It's just, anyway.
Yeah, we're veering off topic.
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly remind people, this is what a breast is made for. Like, this is what a woman's breast is for, just to feed their children. And every woman that I've ever met who breastfeeds always talks about how much she loves it and how, like, the connection that the mother has when she's nurturing her child. And even Carlisha said it, like, knowing that she has what she needs to nurture her child and to help her grow and be healthy. Like, she has it right there in her body. It's an incredible experience, and she's not ashamed of it, and she's not, you know, gonna hide it or whatever. Mm-hmm. So big ups to her. And trashed all you. Somebody, like, they were saying, like, the dumbest, darkest shit about how she must have been a hoe in third period or whatever. That's why you have the baby. Like, girl, first of all, she's 25.
Graduating.
And she's graduating from California State University. Like, mama's about to go out here and get her a nice job and more than likely a home with enough room for her child to run around in, which is more than a lot of y'all of us could say right here in this city.
Oh,
okay,
Jesus.
Leave breastfeeding parents alone. They are taking care of their damn kids. Right. Are you?
Come on, ain't that it? Like, breast milk is so good for your baby. Breast milk actually changes itself to adapt to your growing baby and what your baby needs. If your baby is sick, your breast milk can provide certain antibodies to make your baby better. Like, it's good for your fucking kid.
Like, it's like there.
And not to mention, if you ever changed a breastfed baby's diaper, it is 90% more pleasant than changing a formula fed baby's diaper. Formula fed kids be smelling like the end of the fucking world in their diaper. You be like, are you now? Breast milk shit, it ain't sweet. It ain't like, oh, yes.
Yummy.
It's in a candle. But It's nowhere near as offensive. Formula shit will make literal tears come to your eyes. Like, is this baby even okay? Should we take it somewhere and have it rinsed out? Like, this baby is not functioning properly right now.
Not fleeting the baby.
Like, that's really the difference between the two of them. And I never knew it until somebody explained. Because I've been working with kids since I was 13 years old. And even before then, I had so many baby cousins and stuff. And then my parents had my little brother when I was 14. So I have been around babies and toddlers, children, which will go into my read all my fucking life. And they just, it's just such a distinct difference in the smell of these kids. Like, I can't say enough for the good of breastfeeding and how proud I am of this young woman for breastfeeding her child during her college graduation, for graduating from college with a baby in the first damn place.
Hello.
And doing something with her life and not being ashamed of her body and doing what her body is supposed to do to feed her baby. You niggas are just ridiculous.
It's just a breast.
Like, it's just...
It's not like she's, like, swinging around, got tassels on it or something, like, at graduation.
You act like she's shooting a porn at graduation in front of her baby and her mama. Like, come on. What?
Get over, like, if I see a woman breastfeeding in public now, I don't, like, I feel nothing.
Yes, it is nothing. If you want to use a cover-up, great. If you don't,
and
great.
And especially, again, after I've heard so many different stories and read so many different articles that don't even affect me because I don't have any and I don't have breasts. I'm not a woman. But I've read so many... interesting articles about breastfeeding and why it is so much better for your baby than formula.
There's a
and
million like, reasons.
This is so
you don't have to fix bottles. You could just roll right over. Breast milk is always warm. It's always the right temperature. You don't have to worry about fucking it up. Leaving
putting it in the pot.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
With some hot water.
I have made so many bottles of formula in my life. Those bottles stink to the high heavens. If you don't hurry up and get them rinsed out, you find an old crusty formula bottle somewhere and be like, just throw it away. Like, we just, you'll eat another way. We won't eat this. We get this out of my house. Like, it just, there's so many reasons to breastfeed. And so I'm so proud of this young woman.
So, yeah, that's mine.
Okay, great. I have one this week. So, if you don't know, Blue Ivy was on a private jet like she usually is.
Okay.
And was photographed in her daddy's arms where she's usually perched.
Okay.
Looking over her kingdom, surveying the peasants. Analyzing their poor lives. And
no sympathy, by
no,
the way.
None. Zero. Like,
really, really a thirst for knowledge of how we survive.
I mean, she's already, they took her to this place you call Disney World, and she was so perplexed as to why everyone was gleeful. She was just like,
what is all of this?
But these are community rides.
I don't.
So, anyway. And paparazzi caught photos of the family looking very normal, like more dressed down than you normally see Jay-Z and Beyonce. And they caught Blue Ivy with her hair very unkempt while clearly had not been combed that day. Now, of course, the internet had a fit because the internet hates any time Beyonce does anything.
Exists.
Right. So, of course, the internet was mad about Blue Ivy's hair being uncombed, and I pretty much ignored it because I don't really care. Like, okay, you have opinions. You feel like Beyonce should comb her hair. Great for you. I don't really give a shit about your opinion on that. But I let all that shit go, just like we were talking about earlier with the listener letter and how sometimes you want to speak up for no reason and you have to learn to just let some things go. I let that go. Until today, when somebody created a petition on change.org, which is not some bullshit organization. Like,
it's not.
Even though they will email you all the time about stuff you don't necessarily care about, they at least deal with real issues, legal issues. A change.org petition helped get Trayvon Martin's murderer, George Zimmerman arrested. Like, they do actually count for something. So somebody used change.org to create a petition to get Beyonce and Jay-Z to comb Blue Ivy's hair. Now, here's the thing about that. First of all, Blue Ivy Carter is 2 years old. She is 2 years old. She will not even be three until next January. The fact that you niggas are this pressed over a two-year-old's afro blows my fucking mind. Do you not have jobs? Do you not have hobbies? Do you not have kids of your own who are running around looking stank and could use a bath or at least a wash down? Like, don't sit here and act like your kid has never had a fucked up hair day. Don't sit here and act like you sit down in front of your baby every day and comb your child's hair, because there's plenty of y'all, especially on the weekends, you'd be like, I don't give a good goddamn what what y'all do as long as y'all stay in that other room and don't wake me up. So don't sit up here and act like your kids ain't went outside to the mailbox or to play in the yard or whatever the fuck else with their hair looking like, who the fuck did this to you? Don't even front. Yes, Blue Ivy Carter looked like maybe she had just woken up and she was descending from her jet and just did really... It just looked like nobody in that family gave a fuck about hair that day. So, Blue Ivy's hair was not combed. Nigga, this is not important enough to put in a goddamn petition. But what really pisses me off about this is not that it's just that Blue Ivy's a child, which is a big deal to me. I don't talk about people's kids, even Kim Kardashian, who I completely do not see the purpose in her existence. I do not talk about her baby. I love her baby. I think that child has, you know, every right and should have every opportunity to grow up like a normal-ass person.
That's the only nice thing I can say about Kim Kardashian.
That is it. So even if it's somebody like that where I just don't even really see the point of you being alive, I will still at least not come for your baby because your child does not deserve that. And it's not even that it's Beyonce, who is a celebrity, yes, but at the level of celebrity where no matter what she does, people have something to say about it. Literally getting off an airplane and walking with her husband and child, people are going to have something to say about that. Most celebrities, you know, there's some scrutiny, but it's not as bad as what Jay-Z and Beyonce go through. So I know, again, that this is a bigger story because of whose child she is. But the real motherfucking problem is that the number one reason you niggas are mad is because Blue Ivy's hair is nappy and you wish it wasn't. That is the number one goddamn reason y'all talking about Beyonce should comb Blue Ivy's hair. Because I cannot count how many white celebrities, black celebrities with mixed kids, black celebrities with kids who have type 2 hair, type 3 hair, have walked around and been photographed by the paparazzi in regular ass everyday clothes and look a mess. And nobody ever starts a fucking petition for somebody to comb their hair. When Jules had that crazy long hair and that big afro and everything, it wasn't, oh, Solange, no, she need to take that child down to the barbershop and get his hair cut. It was, oh, his hair is so cute, and oh my god, his little curly afro is so pretty. Google Halle Berry's daughter, Nala Aubrey. Nala Aubrey is a gorgeous child who I'm sure when she's grown will slay the entire universe.
Yep.
But that baby's hair is combed literally the fuck never. You Google that child, her hair is always everywhere. But you know why nobody says anything? Because her shit is silky and smooth and she has big loose curls and niggas love how much white blood is going through her body. And that's why nobody says, Halle Berry, no, she need to sit her ass down and comb that child's hair. That child's hair is not combed. You have a problem with it because Blue Ivy has black hair. If you have a problem with black hair, you need to deal with your own damn prejudices, but at least admit it to your fucking self. You bitches walking around here ain't seen your natural hair texture since the 90s. You buying weave out of bags, wondering why Blue Ivy's hair is out here prospering in its gorgeous 4C fro. Like, whatever. Let that baby live. I'm so tired of y'all not letting little black girls with black characteristics just live their fucking lives. It's bad enough that she has to be Beyonce and Jay-Z's child and deal with all y'all's bullshit while counting her millions, but still dealing with y'all's bullshit. But for you to put your own insecurities about blackness onto that child is extremely fucking unfair. And on another note, if your baby has a relaxer, then it's the fuck nothing you can say to me about what a little girl's hair should look like, because we fundamentally disagree on that. I would never put a relaxer in a child's hair. Absolutely never. So all you who are over here trotting your kids to the beautician at 3 and 4 because you don't know how to deal with some kinks and you want somebody to just slap something in it and make it easier for you to deal with, shut the fuck up when black people who are letting their children prosper with black hair are talking. That's all I have to say about that.
Alrighty. You know something? Yes. And also keep in mind, like, you have to also remember that at the very end of the day, Blue Ivy could never have her hair brushed. They could just be like, you know what? We're never, and that's not like she never did. Blue Ivy has nappy hair, but it's not like they never, ever, ever comb it. You've seen pictures of it where it does look rough or whatever, but we've also seen plenty of pictures where her hair is done.
And beautiful.
So it's not like
they don't
ever do anything to it. All of them got off that jet or wherever and looked like we just got up. Don't say nothing to it.
Beyonce had on like tennis shoes, like,
and a hoodie.
Chucks, right. It's not like they were all done up to go to the fucking Met Gala or whatever, and Blue Ivy was just looking like she just wandered out of the fucking swamp.
Also,
what
would photos of you look like if you had people following you everywhere you go, taking pictures of you all the time?
Yes.
Think about that. When you have somebody take a picture of you, or when you're taking a picture of yourself, you do it, or you try to look your best. Because that's the only time pictures people are taking pictures of you.
Right.
If people are taking pictures of you, when you look a mess, it's probably on the bus or a subway and they're waiting for you to turn your head so they can put you on their Instagram.
Come on.
So, if you had people in your face every waking moment of your life when you're in public, what the fuck would your photos look like? That's one. And also remember, the Blue Ivy could have mats and dreads and whatever the fuck it have. They could shave that whole girl's head bald tomorrow. She will still be able to afford your baby's hair. She'll just buy a whole child's scalp if that is what she desires. So you remember that shit before you start the petitions. And then going on change.org, that it's full of actual petitions that mean something, and right. You playing a game.
Like, just grow the fuck up. Like, ha ha, it was supposed to be a joke. Ha ha, Beyonce need to do something with their baby's head. Okay, but that is somebody's child. Like, oh, it's so funny to talk about Beyonce. Let's knock Beyonce down a few pegs. Whatever. Beyonce's a grown-ass lady, but Blue Ivy is too. We can all agree to draw the line at kids. We can. Y'all can grow the fuck up.
Well, that is the read.
Yes, that is the read. Thanks so much for checking out another episode. And make sure you check out our great sponsors, NatureBox at naturebox.com/3. Get 50% off your first box.
I suggest the Santa Fe sticks. They taste very, very good.
They do.
So delicious.
Also, I wanted to give a quick shout out to Welcome to Night Vale, the great guys over there. Jeffrey,
yes.
One of the writers, emailed us and invited us to their live show, and we had a great time, and we got to meet all the cast and completely just stand for them, and we love them. So check out Welcome to Night Vale. It is a very popular podcast. I'm sure you've heard
extremely
of it.
Extremely popular. There's like cosplay.
Right.
It's that was like awesome.
They knocked down This American Life, so I know y'all have heard of Welcome to Night Vale. But anyway, the show was great. And so shout out to all of them. And thank you so much for the invite. We really enjoyed ourselves.
Yes. Also, we will see you this weekend, Chicago.
Yes, we will. We're coming your way.
Tickets are sold out. So.
Yes. And we've done our VIP giveaway. So
we are very grateful to the city of Chicago for your support.
We're so excited to see you guys.
Los Angeles, we will see you. The following weekend.
Yes. And the 21st.
Yes. The 21st is a show that we have in LA. It's going to be so much fun. So you can go to thereadla.com to get tickets for that show. And fun things.
Okay. One more thing. If you're going to the Chicago show, make sure you check Kid Fury's Instagram, instagram.com/KidFury, or check your email also. The Twitter for the show. We have some important parking information that you need to know.
Oh, yeah. So definitely check that out so you'll know where to put your vehicle.
Yes.
And, yes, look out for other things. We're
go ahead.
Getting fun stuff.
What are you saying? Are you going to talk about the fun stuff?
Not yet. It's a little early.
Okay.
That's going to be cute.
Okay.
And I guess that's it. I don't think that I have anything else to say.
Yeah, no, we're doofuses. Thanks so much, you guys, for all your support of the show. We very much appreciate it. This is TheRead.com for every single episode, and Twitter and Facebook.com/ThisIsTheRead. We are also on Tumblr. This is thereed.tumblr.com. And that wraps it up for me.
My Twitter is twitter.com/KidFury, KIDFURY. And that is the same for my Instagram and other things.
So. Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Twitter, because I mentioned how I wanted my name on Twitter. And somebody who works there actually emailed me and was like, girl, that account is in use. Like, that person still logs in, so you can't have it. So give it up. So thanks, Twitter, for reaching out to me and letting me know.
Did you just thank Twitter for reading you?
Oh, no, it wasn't like a mean thing. It was like, just so you know, we can give up accounts if, you know, they haven't tweeted in a while, but this person still logs in. So
probably just to spite
it's still
you.
Active. Probably. That's fine. I'm CRISSLES on Twitter, and Crystal without the S at the end, pretty much everywhere else. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.